news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Request denied. A judge has rejected Donald Trump's bid to delay the start of his upcoming New York criminal trial.
Lawyers for the former president asked for a delay of the hush money trial until the Supreme Court rules in Trump's immunity claim in his Washington, D.C. election interference case. But the judge said no. The trial is scheduled to begin April 15th. Meanwhile, federal prosecutors are scolding the judge presiding over Trump's classified documents case in Florida. They're unhappy with the slow pace and are questioning the judge's approach, arguing that her jury instructions are based on a fundamentally flawed legal premise. Greg Clugston, The White House.
They're closing the gap with the opposition. Former President Trump and the Republicans ended last month with just over $93 million in their campaign coffers.
That's a significant increase as they try to catch up to the fundraising of President Joe Biden and the Democrats. Biden and the Democratic National Committee have not yet released their fundraising numbers for March, but their political operation says they brought in $53 million in February and closed out that month with $155 million cash on hand. Biden has been fundraising jointly with his party since he launched his re-election campaign, while Trump first had to clear a field of challengers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's a Biden-Netanyahu phone call on the agenda today. The president and the Israeli prime minister will talk for the first time since an airstrike killed a group of aid workers in Gaza. Parts of the east battening down the hatches as a nor'easter intensifies, bringing heavy snow to parts of New Hampshire and Maine, along with a threat of coastal flooding from New York to Maine. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are up 196 points, while the NASDAQ futures are ahead 140 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
She's gone from reporting on the sidelines to making sense of the headlines. It's the Michelle Tafoya Podcast on the Salem Podcast Network.
There are people, Democrat operatives, that are saying, yeah, things are not looking good. Maybe Mr. Biden needs to bow out. Maybe the president needs to take a look at what's best for the party and say, you know what? I'm not going to run again.
Subscribe to the Michelle Tafoya Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at Salem Pod.
This game's Gear News Flash, powered by Best Mattress. Don't sell mattresses they don't. They sell a better tomorrow. NB Energy promising to lower your electric bill by the end of the year. In an email to ratepayers, company CEO Doug Cannon said customers should see the decrease due to lower natural gas prices. He said electric bills here in Southern Nevada should be about 15% lower when compared to the same time last year. NV Energy officials say the 15% decrease could mean the average bill would drop by about $30 a month. Prices began to drop at the start of April as part of NV Energy's quarterly adjustments, but Cannon warned your bill could increase again this coming summer and the increase in demand for air conditioning when the heat goes up. Clark County getting serious about building a second airport. By early summer, county officials are hoping to hire a consultant to draft an environmental report on the 6,000 acres targeted between Gene and Prim for that facility that would relieve increasing air traffic at Harry Reid International Airport. County officials say the airport would not open, though, until 2037 at the earliest. Reid International served a record 57.6 million passengers last year, easily beating the previous record of 52.6 million that was hit in 2022. The airport is currently the fifth busiest in the world in aircraft takeoffs and landings, 12th busiest when it comes to passenger volume. A Henderson chef is a finalist for the 2024 James Beard Awards. Congratulations to Steve Kessler of Aroma Latin American Cochina. He's a finalist in the Best Chef Southwest category. Kessler opened Aroma back in October of 2021. The menu highlights Latin American comfort food. The awards to be given out on June 10th. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
Come Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Woo!
Do you have a toothache? Don't worry. Happy Smiles Dental Group has appointments available on the same day. Call 702-476-6767. They are open Monday through Saturday. They take most insurances, including Medicaid. They also have a denture lab on site where you can have your denture repaired on the same day. Other services include braces, implants, crowns, veneers, and more. Call 702-476-6767. Located at 2585 South Jones Boulevard, corner of Sahara and Jones.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
After a pretty nice start to start this Thursday morning commute, there are no accidents actually on the freeways, although at the south end of the resort corridor on the Russell Road off-ramp, coming off 15 southbound, getting word of an accident there, 15 southbound Russell Road off-ramp. And another injury accident at the west side intersection of Charleston and Rainbow. Had one yesterday there, too, at Rainbow and Charleston. Allergy alert. It's going to be blowing today. A wind advisory goes in effect this afternoon. We could see gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Afternoon highs in the upper 70s today. It's 59 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga...
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday, April 4th. Good to have you with us. So much going on in the world. There are many people that believe that the next world war will involve the U.S. and China. There's a new Heritage Foundation report that I recommend to you. It is the American Case for Taiwan. It details why the United States has a national security and economic interest in protecting Taiwan from communist China. It also provides policy recommendations to advance these interests. Joining us now, very happy to have him on, Michael Cunningham. He is a research fellow at the Heritage Foundation Asian Studies Center, and he joins us. Michael, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on the show, Kevin.
I mentioned at the very top that there are those that believe that the next world war will involve the U.S. and China. What about from your perspective and having done the work, having done what is an amazing position paper, what do you think? Is that the direction we're headed? Are we headed to war with China?
Not if we play our cards right. So what we have right now is essentially a new Cold War with China. And just like we managed to keep the Cold War with the Soviet Union cold, we hope to keep this one cold as well. But one of the one of the main reason I wrote this paper is that Taiwan actually plays a critical role in ensuring that we do not end up in a war with China.
Are you convinced that we will protect Taiwan no matter what? I look at our changing position on Israel and Gaza and Hamas, and I keep looking at how our position seems to change by the day. Do you get a sense that that's going to happen with Taiwan?
I actually don't think that would happen with Taiwan, and the reason is that the interests are so extreme, and a lot of people don't realize them, and a lot of people potentially at the top of the government don't know it right now, but our allies in the region do, especially Japan and the Philippines. In fact, an attack on Taiwan would literally be viewed by them as an attack on them. And so we have heard their leadership and their former leadership very clearly state out that it would be very difficult for them to stay out of the fight, and that they would expect that it would be an alliance issue.
Your report comes amid a significant increase in the Chinese military, the military provocations against the island in recent years. Can you talk a little bit about what they have done just in the last couple of years?
Yeah, so really over the past 8 years, we've seen just a massive increase in Chinese activity, military provocations against Taiwan. They've, especially since Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan a couple years ago, it was too high profile of a visit. Beijing really could not react. They were under political pressure to do so as well, but they've just upped the temperature quite a bit. Now, important to note, a lot of this is what we call gray zone warfare, which is, you know, they're trying to just make it really difficult for the Taiwanese people to continue to respond to such aggressive activity and try to sort of wear down the Taiwanese, but they're also trying to wear down Taiwan's defenders, the United States, Japan, and try to make us feel like it's a lost cause.
The new Heritage Foundation report is the American case for Taiwan. One of the things that gets talked about some, but maybe not enough, is that Taiwan produces over half of the world's semiconductors and over 90% of the most advanced chips. Is this vitally important? Aside from the issue of whether we're going to go to war with China or not, is that another reason for us to be protecting Taiwan?
It is, absolutely. And, you know, Taiwan has spent four decades developing the most complete industry cluster on the planet. There is a lot of talk about, well, you know, we'll just take all the production of semiconductors back to the U.S. and then we won't have any problem. That is easy to say, but even China, which has been pumping, has been laser focused on becoming semiconductor independent, has been pumping billions of dollars into its semiconductor industry, is way behind its ambitions. It has only managed to become 20% semiconductor self-sufficient by last year, despite having a goal of 40% by 2020 and 70% by next year. It's not going to reach its goals, and we would not either. It's just Taiwan is way too far ahead. The best thing we can do is ensure that they remain safe as we try to develop other ways to ensure that we would have the semiconductors we need, whether it's production, stockpiling, or whatever our policymakers come up with.
I want you to bring us up to date, because there's been a lot of debate about support, national security support for Taiwan, for Ukraine, for Israel. Can you tell us where we are relative to protecting Taiwan and national security issues involved?
Yeah, well, so we actually haven't wavered too much on our support for Taiwan so far. Now, the biggest problem that we have is ever since the Obama administration, we've been talking about a pivot to Asia, making Asia really our core focus. And that has yet to happen. And so, you know, we desperately need to strengthen our deterrence posture in the Indo-Pacific generally. And at the same time, you know, Taiwan it has purchased many weapons from us. And ever since, well, essentially the vast majority of weapons that the Trump administration sold Taiwan, we have so far not actually delivered to them. So we have a huge backlog. We have problems with our industrial capacity and our ability to actually produce the military equipment that we need and that our customers and our allies need.
Can you go through just the broad strokes of what people will find in this American Case for Taiwan, this new Heritage Foundation report? Because I think it's vitally important that people really understand what's going on. What are the broad strokes of your report?
Yeah. So basically, I outline why Taiwan is so important for America, for why it is such a critical national security interest, that Taiwan's geographic location itself just dictates that it is an absolutely essential, not asset, but partner for us to have in the region, and that if we were to ever lose Taiwan, we would actually, a U.S.-China war would actually be more likely, not less likely. It would place our greatest geopolitical adversary in a position to really, to try to push us out of Asia, to threaten our allies. And unfortunately, we are no longer in the 1800s, as we learned with Pearl Harbor. It would We learned with Pearl Harbor what happens when an adversary or even just a potential adversary has that kind of dominance in the Pacific. We cannot let China get that. The other thing that the report outlines is just why the everyday American would suffer so much economically as well if we were to lose Taiwan. That it's not just semiconductors, but Taiwan is literally at the center of global manufacturing. The goods that are produced are made in China, made in Vietnam and other countries, but they're often made by Taiwanese companies. Taiwan just plays such a critical role there. And between that and semiconductors, we would literally be looking at an economic depression globally. That's depression with a D, if Taiwan were to be attacked. So it's really a call to continue supporting Taiwan so that that never happens, so that we do not end up with an extremely costly and deadly war that really nobody wins, as opposed to the idea some people have that we may, by supporting Taiwan, end up inadvertently drawing ourselves into a war with China.
Again, Michael Cunningham joining us, research fellow at the Heritage Foundation. You mentioned the rest of Asia. Is the rest of Asia going to stand with America in defending Taiwan, or is it a kind of a split deal?
Well, much of Asia is going to want to stay on the sidelines. We're talking, you know, much of Southeast Asia. They're so dependent on China economically, but they're also dependent on the U.S. keeping the waterways open, and protecting, you know, their territory against China. Initially, what we would certainly see is the U.S. and its allies would be involved, especially Japan, which would feel like it is literally being attacked. Japan, just for context, it depends on the waters around Taiwan for essentially all of its energy, most of its natural resources that it requires for its society to function. So it would literally view an attempt by China to take over Taiwan as essentially an existential threat. So Japan certainly, the Philippines certainly would be involved. The U.S. of course. Other countries, it's more of an open question now. But as the war dragged on, I'm sure many of them would be on the U.S.'s side. I don't foresee very many of them taking China's side.
From a military perspective, could China, if it wanted to, simply wipe Taiwan off the face of the earth? Could they do that?
To the extent that, well, you know, China has nuclear weapons, and essentially we could, between us, we could easily wipe everyone off the face of the earth. So yes, that is possible. But at the same time, China wants to take over Taiwan. They do not want to just wipe it off the face of the earth. So that's not a scenario that I envision being plausible. China really just wants to wear Taiwan down, and it feels it's only a matter of time. So, you know, there is a lot of concern about an imminent attack. From Beijing's perspective, they just have to wait it out. They do not think that we, the United States, are going to get our act together, stop our reckless spending, beef up our deterrence posture in the Pacific. They do not think we're going to do this. They think they are going to become more powerful than we are, and that at the end of the day, we're going to eventually fold. So this is the game they're playing. That is their plan A. It is not an attack, and it's certainly not to just, you know, bomb the heck out of Taiwan and wipe it off the face of the planet.
Where is the American Congress in all of this? Is this a partisan or a bipartisan issue in the halls of Congress?
So far, it's a bipartisan issue. It's one of the few issues that has such strong bipartisan support that basically every bill that comes into Congress aimed at supporting Taiwan that makes it through to the voting stage, we often just see them pass unanimously. So it is currently very strong bipartisan support. There are some voices that are starting to worry about, you know, are we in too deep? You know, China is increasingly powerful. Are we going to end up dragging ourselves into a war? As I've explained, that's short-sighted, and those are certainly far from the majority view. It's but I wouldn't say it's still a fringe view. There are some influential voices now that are sort of more on that side of the argument.
The New Heritage Foundation report is fascinating. It is the American case for Taiwan. If folks want to pick up on this, if they want to learn something about what's going on with Taiwan and our support, unwavering support for Taiwan, where will they find this?
They will find it on our website, or if they just Google American case for Taiwan. But our website is www.heritage.org. And yeah, this report and many other reports related to Taiwan, related to China, and various other issues are available there.
In our final minute, are you optimistic or pessimistic about the future of Taiwan as it relates to the United States?
I am extremely optimistic. The U.S. and China are perfect. The U.S. and Taiwan are perfect partners, you know, Taiwan really is a great partner. We have so much security and economic interest in keeping it that way, and they do as well. I visit Taiwan often. I speak with their senior politicians, just spoke with their president and their president-elect as well. These are all people who are very dedicated to the relationship with the U.S., and it's all of their major political parties are on the same page here.
Michael, I love reading your stuff. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it, and we'll have you on again soon, okay?
I look forward to it. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
There you go. Michael Cunningham, the research fellow at the Heritage Foundation's Asia Studies Center. Really fascinating stuff. If you care about Taiwan and you see all this stuff about aid for Taiwan, this is important stuff. This is avoiding World War III. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thursday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show.
The Generation Z move toward trade jobs and trade school and how it makes a lot of sense. We'll talk to Mike Rowe about it on Clay and Buck.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Hi, I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm a refugee. The only difference is I didn't come through the southern border. I came through a little town known as Prim, Nevada. That's right, I used to live in California, and I moved to Nevada because California sucks. I'm running for state senate in District 5, and a vote for me ensures that your voice will get heard in Carson City. So join me in my efforts to fight for the people. Together, we can help make sure Nevada doesn't end up sucking, too.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
Hi, this is Wade Alaroot. Are you elderly and homebound? Do you travel away from home often? Are you a business owner? No matter what your situation is, Rolladen Rolling Shutters will help you protect your family and your business. Rolladen Rolling Shutters protects you against home invasions and protects your business from burglary. Don't give criminals a fighting chance. Call now for your free estimate. Add value to your home or business. Call 702-878-1072, 878-1072, or go to RolladenLV.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you care about voter ID the integrity of the vote, you're going to want to be listening at 7:05. David Gibbs will join us. He's the founder of Repair the Vote. What is Repair the Vote? Well, we'll let him tell you. David Gibbs, a good guy. He's been around a long time in this community, and he has tried before to deal with a voter ID, which we desperately need in this state. We absolutely desperately need. There's an initiative that is going to be voted on by the people, which I think is the way it should be. I really do. I honestly believe that is the way it should be. The people should dictate, not members of the legislature in Carson City, but it ought to be something that we all participate in. We'll tell you about that in just a little bit, coming up about 7:05. David Gibbs will join us from Repair the Vote.